Chapter 32. Consecration is the act of making or declaring something to be sacred. Through the flood, we consecrate the flesh as well as the spirit, sanctify the blood, and make holy the bones. Reverend Mother Woodside's notes. Theo is taking a hell of a long time getting ready the next morning. Mom sits at the studying tables on the ground floor of the health center, legs crossed primly. Squad devotion stands around, waiting for orders, and I'm eyeing the front door to figure out how I'm supposed to hold my wings to get through. Sister Kipling, huddled across the hall, hasn't looked at me since she met my eyes this morning and mouthed, "It's done." That's fine. That's all I need from her. The grace is out in Atchison, the bead lizard between their teeth. My tail thumps excitedly against the floor. Anxiety thrums through my new body the way my heartbeat used to, replacing it as the thing keeping me upright and moving. Mom says, "Sweetie." She never calls me that. I pick up my head to look at her. "No matter what," she murmurs, "I cannot express how happy I am you're home." Her eyes are so full of love. I don't recognize it. She's never looked at me like this, especially not since she found out I was a boy. "We really are lucky to have you. I'm so proud." This is what it took for her to be proud of me? The back door crashes open with an urgency that makes my wings fluff up like a startled cat. The soldiers have been using the back door to get in and out without drawing attention. But I thought they were all here. All of them except Theo and the general. The general stands aside, sneer lines permanently etched into his face. But Theo sprints across the lobby of the health center, grabs me by the neck, swings himself around and laughs. "Good morning," he says. I wiggle out from his arms, rising up a bit on my hind legs so his grip loosens. I'm too stressed to play the good boyfriend. I don't want him to touch me. "It's a beautiful day, isn't it? God bless." His head is shaved. His robe has all the room for armor underneath, and a sash around his waist holds space for a knife and a pistol. He's... Notice anything different? He giggles. He's been reinstated as a death squad soldier. I hate him. I hate him so much. Nick should have shot him when he had the chance. He should have killed him. He should have put his brains in the ground like the angels did to Dad. "This is for you," Theo says, "because of you." He pulls my face down to kiss what's left of my nose. "I can't wait to show New Nazareth how much I love you." "I love you" should never be so terrifying. Please let the watch be out there, please. "Are we ready?" Mom says, sweeping to her feet in a rush of silver. "Ready as I'll ever be," Theo replies. We fall into formation. Mom, Sister Kipling, and squad devotion all. Theo's hand rests on my arm as I step onto the lawn before the road to the gate, squinting against the brilliant light of late morning. "How?" I ask Theo, because it's the only word I can get out of me that isn't a flurry of "fuck you, fuck you, fuck you." "You're home," he says. "I need to be by your side." This is what he's always wanted. I came back and he gets his dreams handed to him in a bundle of white fabric. They would look better stained with blood, the contents of his skull dripping down those perfect robes. "Keep it together." We turn a corner coming from the trees lining the path to face the gate. Three crosses draped in cloth have been erected beside the entrance. The entire population of New Nazareth has turned out to see me off, gathered desperately around Reverend Brother Ward's hastily constructed pulpit. The hush is instant. The cloth of the crosses, red like Jesus' blood, flutters in the breeze coming off the river. The gate is cracked open the smallest bit, waiting for Mom's word, casting a shadow over the crosses, complete with the silhouettes of barbed wire coils and wall guards. It smells like the river, rotting bodies, and the sweat of hundreds of angels pressed together in devotion. I am a broken record, begging, please. And there are graces. New Nazareth keeps at least a dozen beasts for war. And now they're here for me, shivering beside their handlers. Their emotions come in like the tide. Hunger, anger, pain. The things everyone would feel, really, if put in their places. Look at the terrible, beautiful things the flood has created. Three bodies lashed together, teetering on jagged stilts as ribs break through their skin. A grotesquely stretched thing with tentacles crawling out of their chest and throat. A tank made from dozens of the dead, eye sockets and wailing mouths opening like wounds. Old flesh, yellow fat, pink organs, torn edges and broken bones. I whisper to them, I am here. And they all swivel to look. They look, just like I made the grace in the ambush look. I whisper, I'm here. I whisper, I'm sorry. Theo skims his fingers down my shoulder as we walk. It's okay, he says, not much longer. And then we can begin. He laughs. Our glorious work. Our God-given work. Your work. He sounds like every other angel. Holy words tumbling over his lips. Rot coming up sick. How could I ever have thought he was different? We reach the crowd. We're swallowed whole. Squad devotion is the only thing between us and the faithful. Reverend Brother Ward cries, Our blessed seraph! And a cheer rises up like fire from hell. The long streams of cloth on the crosses snap in the breeze. I take my place in front of them, shaking myself out, spreading my wings. Theo laughs in awe. Sister Kipling keeps her head down. Reverend Brother Ward's jaw drops. And Mom just smiles as if the light of God is radiating from her. I stare out over a crowd of murderers, of slaughterers, of people who think the only way to heaven is fucking genocide. I want to burn this world to the ground. And I peek at the buildings beyond the wall for the telltale glint of a scope. Friends! Reverend Brother Ward calls. We are gathered here today in the presence of God to celebrate not only the blessing of our warrior, but also in a celebration of love and life. That doesn't make any sense. Theo watches Brother Ward with the expression of a little boy who's been told to wait patiently for his present but can hardly keep himself still. Mom clasps her hands, perfectly placid and calm. I'm missing something. Something important. Keep it together, Benji. Breathe. Everything is fine. Nick got the message. He understands it. He's gonna make it in time. Everything will work out. If it doesn't, I'll just have to tear this all down myself. I don't think I can. And suddenly, I know I can't, because Reverend Brother Ward says, We are here to celebrate the joining together of two people, two families, in holy matrimony. What the fuck? God brought Theodore and Esther together, Ward says. They arrived just days after Father Clemenger gave the order to bring our angels home. And God has raised them together into the wonderful young people you see before you today. No, 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 this isn't happening. They are warriors and martyrs and have made so many sacrifices for us. We should consider ourselves lucky to witness this here today. A terrible feeling sinks into what's left of my guts. It takes me a moment to recognize it, but it's dysphoria. Worse than I've ever felt. Worse than when I was wearing that dress. Worse than when Mom said my dead name. At least then I knew what people thought when they looked at me. Now my body is something else, something I don't understand, something I can't quite grasp. Do I have any part of me that still marks me as female? They have to be able to find it in something so they can assure themselves that there's a woman under all of this, like there's a woman trapped in this flesh instead of a boy being this flesh. Let's bow our heads, Reverend Brother Ward says, and pray together. Did Mom know? Did Theo know? These motherfuckers, motherfuckers! O Lord our God, Reverend Brother Ward begins, we are thankful for the love you have given to Theodore and Esther's life. I say, no! Every head snaps up. What? Mom gasps. No! I repeat. No, I don't agree to this. Theo reaches for me. But we... I whirl on him and snap my teeth so close to his face that he falls on his ass into the dirt. Fuck you, Theo! I know I'm supposed to hold it together. I know, but I can't fucking stand this. I rise to my full height, with teeth bared and saliva dripping from my jaws, tinged black like the shit flowing through my veins. Soldiers raise their guns like I'm no better than a beast to be put down, and Mom screams at them to stop. Benji, Theo pleads. Benji, please, stop. Don't do this. Did they even think about this for a second? Were they so ignorant that they thought I'd take this lying down? They know what they made. I'm done begging for a scrap of respect. I am done with those who enact suffering, and I'm done with the sons of bitches who stand back and let it happen. Crack. A gate guard screams. We look up just in time to see a man topple from the sniper perch and hit the road with a heavy, dull thud. Thank God, thank God, thank God. The watch is here. The watch is here.